and the citizens to make an informed decision on gaming expansion in Alabama. Former Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange is the chairman of the group. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, and a gorgeous Valentine's Day Friday. It is spectacular out there. Yes, Joy and I were sitting in an attic. So when you're telling me how pretty it is out there, just remember you're torturing me. But Joey, Son, and Dan will be out of here in 53 minutes.
Yes, 53 shopping minutes.
I may leave a little early so I can go pick up something unless somebody... Yeah, I may go do that. Let me go to the phones and go to Roberto. Robert, welcome aboard.
Well, happy birthday, big guy.
How are you?
Oh, just fine. Just got back here from Birmingham. I've been up to a training seminar in Birmingham for the last 3 days.
What are you training for?
Maintenance facility upkeep.
Well.
Yeah. Dan.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how this thing gonna come down to Super Tuesday, but I've been talking to some blacks in my church and other people. I don't know how Buttigieg was gonna come out with the younger blacks, but with the older blacks, he would not get their vote.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that an awful lot.
Yeah, he would not get their vote because of his sexual preference. So
I hear that a lot.
He better hope that a lot of young blacks show up.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not sure there's anything that gives him energy within the African-American market. And watch out, and as I shared with the audience yesterday, watch out for Bloomberg. He is buying influencers within the black community all around the United States.
And then on the sweet streak is 929, but I don't want it either. I want to give it to the young lady that's been married 74 years.
72 years, but you got it, my friend.
All righty. Have a blessed weekend, Dan, and stay young.
You got it. Tell young Robert I said hi.
All right, Dan.
What a great guy. He came down to a Dan Moore Show get-together that was down in the old Elite and met him, brought his son, sat down and talked to him for at least an hour.
Robert's a great guy.
And he's a great guy. The mayor was very taken by him. Just a smart guy, and his son is just spectacular. Let's go to Jenny. Jenny, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you, and I want to say that the man upstairs is giving you a spectacular birthday present today.
The weather?
Yes, isn't it beautiful? And happy birthday and happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you, my dear. I really appreciate that, and I cannot wait to get out in it.
And I would love to be in the drawing today, but unfortunately, I'm at a doctor's appointment, so I will pass.
Well, you can still get it. You can still get in if you want to.
Well, I won't be able to listen and call in.
Oh, okay.
Well, we can wait till next week. There's always next week.
There's always next week, Jenny.
Yes, there is. And thank you and Joey for always having a great program.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it, Jenny.
You're welcome, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, Monday.
You got it. You have a great weekend.
At least I'll be listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Friday.
Well, good afternoon, Dan and Joey. And Dan, have a wonderful happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
And the only reason I'm calling...
Yeah.
Is I overheard you talking to a gentleman earlier about the wild pigs.
Yep.
And the problem that we have here in Alabama.
We do.
Well, I wanted to relate a story to you. I saw a video a few months ago, was filmed by a gentleman down in South Alabama someplace, and they'd not give a location, but he's a landowner, and he was having one heck of a problem with wild pigs tearing up his farm property. I don't know if you know what tannerite is. It is an explosive that is legal for anyone to buy. It's sold in several sporting goods stores. You take it, you mix it up, you stick it on a target, maybe a quarter-sized piece of it, shoot it, and it goes boom. Well, what does this guy do? He decides he's going to get rid of his pig problem. He goes out and mixes up a pound of this stuff.
Whoa.
Puts it out in the middle of a field, spreads about 50 or 60 pounds of corn around it, and he's set up in a deer stand right at the edge of the field up off the ground so he can see this container. Well, the pigs converge on this all this feed that's on the ground, and he waits until there's about 40 or 50 of them around it and fires a shot into that container. Well, after the explosion, which looked like something from Afghanistan and the makes of a roadside bomb, there are pigs scattered all over about a quarter acre of his property.
Talk about a flying pig.
The survivors did not return.
Ah, I thought you would say the survivors charged him.
Yes. He killed, he said he picked up pig parts from at least 30 pigs.
Man.
And it did away with his pig problem.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the word got out real fast.
Oh, yeah. Apparently it did, because he has not had a problem with pigs since then. And that was probably a year ago. But I just thought you'd enjoy hearing about that.
Well, I really appreciate the story.
Well, you guys take care. And again, Dan, have a wonderful happy birthday. And I hope you have many, many more.
Thank you so very much, Dave, and enjoyed the story.
All right.
You made Jerry and I laugh. I could see pigs flying, just blowing up, and it looked like a, Saving Private Ryan type moment out there. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Let's see here. Let's cruise on into some other stories before we kind of get into, I don't know, maybe we need to get into the more embedded type stuff. Biden pandering to black voters. This was on Tucker Carlson last night.
We don't feel no ways tired. We've come too far from where we started. He told me the road would be easy. And I don't believe he brought me this far to stop now. If you don't like what's going on in this country, you only have one thing to do. Work. Together we can and will win. Let's take back this country now.
A normal person look at that ad and say, you know what, guys, we can't run this. It's too embarrassing. It's too fake. That's not who I am. No one's going to buy it. Joe Biden said, run it. And he's not the only one degrading himself for votes. On Tuesday night, Pete Buttigieg suggested that if minority voters want to survive, they got to vote for him.
When people of color fear for their own place in their own country, while infants are torn from their parents at the border, we must get this right. We can say to a young woman in a hijab, enduring taunts because of her religion, to a young man feeling fear instead of safety when he spots the lights of a police vehicle, we can say you belong securely in the heart of the American project.
Super simple question. That the Biden spot that we ran it last night too. We'll probably run it tomorrow night because it's just the most fascinating thing I've ever seen. Do you think that will move a single vote? Is there a human being in this country who's going to look at that and say, you know what? That's like the modern Ralph Abernathy right there.
I don't think that's probably the reaction we're going to get at all. I'm fascinated by this idea that if Democrats run in the South, they've got to adopt Southern accents. I mean, this is something that Hillary Clinton has done. Joe Biden, you may recall, was in Virginia, I think, back when he was running for re-election as vice president. He said to a group of black people that if Mitt Romney ran, y'all are going to be back in chains. You may recall that disgusting thing he said. Oh, it was the Southern accent.
Yeah.
It's like outtakes from Gone with the Wind. It's very odd, very inappropriate, and just really stupid.
Do you remember the Hillary?
Oh, yeah. It was exactly what he was just quoting.
Yeah.
I don't feel no ways tired.
Oh, really?
Too far.
It's worse than far.
Where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
Oh.
I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
This is a lady that lived in Arkansas, and she's doing that? She didn't know any better? It's an understatement of the decade to say that Southerners don't like when somebody mimics them and does that kind of stuff. That's crazy. Okay, so Biden, more pandering to black voters. Listen to this.
So I think what you're describing is patronizing behavior. It's like slowing down the cadence of your speech, using simple words, babying someone. I mean, I can't think of anything more insulting than that.
Oh, it's totally insulting. You know, why not talk to black people as adults and say, you know, we are going to listen to your situation. You know, not all black people are terrified of the police. You know, we're not all running away from the cops. Why not talk to black folks about starting businesses, running businesses, expanding businesses, going to work, going to the movies, going out to dinner? You know, black folks do things like that. You know, being black in America is not all about, you know, running from the cops as they chase you down the street with batons, which is, I guess, the Buttigieg kind of stereotype he's presented.
So, really quick, I just have to get your view of Biden, and not just that ad, but of the campaign more broadly. For months, he's been saying, and he's been saying it this week, I didn't do well in Iowa and New Hampshire because they're too pale, but once I get down to South Carolina, boy, I'm in. Do you think that's going to happen?
You know, I think he's fallen so far back. I think the thought was, well, Biden's somebody who can beat Trump, and therefore let's back Biden. I guess that was the thinking. Now he just looks, I mean, he's just had these embarrassing showings. He may get hurt in Nevada as well. And I think the wonderful sort of electability halo he had is now completely shattered. So he may continue to stumble down, you know, down into the memory hole and eventually just disappear.
He shouldn't be running for president. He's done it a lot. He's not good at it. I played paddle tennis a few times. Wasn't good at it. I gave it up. You know what I mean? Like, don't do things you're not good at, I would say.
Well, Troy, he had a good reputation. He could have left it alone, and it just really made a fool of himself, unfortunately.
Biden, I'm telling you, folks, Biden is toast, and I think that the big shocker is going to be Bloomberg, but it's not going to be because... Is it going to be because he's buying it, not because they're liking him? Is they're liking his money and the influencers are helping him? And I'm not sure what that works really well in a Democrat primary. I'm not sure if it works in a national election. Randy from Snowden and Billy coming back to you right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say but you can learn how to play the game.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Bum, 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 bum,
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale. But it's also my anniversary month, so we're having our month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale. Many are well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal. The Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Who's having 2-9-2-2-8? That's where we are. Great scene from A Knight's Tale. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Randy from Snowden. Randy from Snowden, welcome aboard.
Hey, guys. What y'all doing? I guess y'all talking about these feral hogs. Before I get into my question or my statement, I wanted to ask Joy, cause we know he's a bachelor, Dan, and wonder if he's sweet on anybody, if there's any flowers or candy coming out of... is he giving anybody anything this year? I'm curious to know.
Well, a gentleman never tells, really, right?
Okay, Joy.
Or I could say he is going to give somebody something, but it's not going to be.
You better shut up right now, birthday boy.
I'm going to ruin the surprise.
All right. Some things are left better unsaid, I guess.
There you go.
Talking about those feral hogs. Up here in Snowden, we don't have no hog or no deer. What we have is the infestation of coyotes. I mean, timber wolf coyotes. They're up on the south side of 331 in Snowden here. You can't find a deer. You can't find a feral hog. These coyotes, they pack up and 10, 12 deep, and they just keep everything out of here.
What do they do? Do y'all have a large cattle population there?
Yeah, there's a lot of cattle and goats, but I've even seen these coyotes, guys. They'll put deer camera up, put donkeys out there, and they'll get 7, 8, 10 deep, whatever. And they'll, two or three of them, take 30 minutes to dig out from under the chicken wire. And then the other coyotes will run the donkeys to the other end of the fence. And then they'll swoop up under there, a couple of them, grab a goat. Back up under there they go. They're smart.
They are.
Yeah, they're very smart. But I want to get in that Sweet Creek drawing, if I may. Maybe it may be my lucky Valentine's Day. Who knows?
Give me your month and day of birth.
Joy knows. 10/15.
You got it, big guy. You got it.
Y'all have a good one, and happy Valentine's to your significant others, if there is any joy.
Thanks, Randy.
Let's see you.
Let me go to Billy. Billy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good, good.
Man, I love it. We're talking about fat feral hogs and Hillary Clinton.
What do these two things have in common?
Exactly right. They both stink and say oink. Talking about your skit you just played with Hillary, how she panders to the African-American people. When they're down here in the South talking, and you're talking about Biden, you know, somebody has to come to these people because it's obvious they're educated. We think they are, but who, you know, what did they say to these people? Like Hillary, when she was in Selma, saying what she said that time, you know, who came to her and said, "Look, this is how you got to talk. This is how you got to come across." Don't you think the African American community in today's standards is tired of hearing that?
I actually think that probably what happened is you had some pointy head liberal staff person who happened to be African American who suggested that to her.
And that person probably never been nowhere down here in the South.
Yeah.
Grew up in New York.
Exactly. Well, they grew up in the Democrat establishment in the Washington, D.C. or Eastern Seaboard.
Wouldn't nothing, know nothing about cooking a pot of collard greens or turnips and eating a little souse meat to go with that, don't you think?
Yeah, very. You know, my experience is this, that when you get into the Democrat African-American elite, they know nothing about the South. They think that they know. What they do is they're citing and using a history that they really don't know anything about.
Well, I do know this. When President Trump got elected and he's in New York and he's interviewing people and stuff, and they had the cameras set up in the lobby, you know, people walking in and walking out. Anybody with anybody African-American would walk in there. They were already just trying to point fingers and trying to get something started, you know. And I think the numbers, what President talked about, his State of the Union address with the unemployment rate, how the African-American community, everybody, the job rates are up. Their numbers have never been seen before in my lifetime. And how are the Democrats going to be able to combat against that? How can you combat against the numbers that he was spewing out the other night?
Well, you can't. The problem is they would have to hear him, number one, and then the number two is they'd have to believe him. And that's why the Democrats went so nuts over this thing and called him a liar and called him every name in the book, because they know they're vulnerable. It's not that he's going to win the black vote, but I think he has the ability to take a very large percentage for a Republican of African-American voters.
Well, you know, there's a all-black news station that's starting up now, and they'll be competing with CNN and MSNBC and all the major news outlets. And it is my prayer that they have people on there that see this country for what it is, and not try to taint it for what they want it to be, and actually tell the truth. And like the gentleman that called a couple minutes ago, the African-American man who was a Democrat his whole life, voted the straight Democratic ticket, your show has enlightened him. It's enlightened a lot of people across our listening audience. And the people that I've talked to from all backgrounds, all descents, they're waking up and realizing these Democrats don't give a rat's rear end about us. All they want is our vote every 4 years, and that's it. They don't do nothing for us. And you've got a lot of people waking up now. So congratulations to you and your show and what you do. You're getting the truth out there, and people are starting to catch on. People are waking up, and they're realizing that, hey, this isn't true. What they're telling me isn't right. So just kudos to what you're doing.
I appreciate that an awful lot, Billy. You have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Let me fit Sam in here. This is going to be the last call. We'll shut out the drawing here. Sam, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Dan, you know, I really enjoy your show, and I just wanted to call up and say happy birthday, man.
Well, I appreciate it an awful lot. Thank you. What you got going on this beautiful day?
Well, Lucien's taking care of Lucien's. I was telling Joe, I called in earlier, and I was driving, which I shouldn't be doing, calling and driving. I'm in a parking lot right now here at Walmart in Troy, and I'm watching all these people. The cross-section of society you get through Walmart, colored, non-colored, with all the Chinese thrown into, and how well we all get along and working together. But I figured Joe, you know, him, Hillary, somebody said once, any publicity is good publicity. They've taken it to heart. They're like, well, you know, just anything to get noticed, and they'll just spew it right out there. They don't care, which is one thing I want to point out. Dan,
mm-hmm.
You need to cut Joe some slack. He's a sick man, okay?
Joe Boom Boom Biden?
I don't know. Joe Boom Boom Biden, he's not well. He's just not well. And it's showing.
It really is. Let me tell you, he looks different now. And when the way he snapped at the press yesterday, he's feeling the pressure.
Yeah, I shouldn't joke about it. Other than that, the feral hogs is real. Just south of Troy and Brundage, they've been spotted in the creeks and hollers, and your hog, it'll drop a litter every 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days. They will outbreed coyotes and whatnot, and they're destructive and nothing but a doggone nuisance.
Yep.
That's all I got. I hope y'all have a great day.
Thank you. You have a great day also, Sam. Coming back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a change of climate we've had over the last couple of days. Today is going to be breezy, kind of chilly, high temperature in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We're headed for a freeze. The overnight low temperature drops to about 30 around dawn Saturday, but a nice recovery Saturday afternoon up to about 61, a dry day. Then on Sunday, high temperature in the mid-60s. Can't rule out a few spotty afternoon or evening showers somewhere in the area. Scattered showers Monday, high in the low 70s, and up to the mid-70s Tuesday with a risk for more rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be.
The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Joey-san, why don't we do the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing?
It's even sweeter here on Valentine's Day. Let's do that thing.
And the winner is... Daryl!
Daryl, my man, I want you to give me a call at 272-9228 so I can hook you up. What we'll do is we'll get some information. We'll send it down to Karen and Reed Ingram, and you will be able to get your gift basket, which is a great thing to have. You're going to love it. If you don't do it for this weekend, which I would suggest you do, they've got some fun things coming up. Strawberries about to be coming in, and you are going to love it. We did the Biden thing. Let's do Major Garrett on the Bloomberg attacks. Listen in.
Democratic presidential hopeful Mike Bloomberg is facing new attacks from rivals on what they see as one of his biggest vulnerabilities. The former Republican mayor of New York City is trying to rally support after being hit hard for backing police stop and frisk policies in the past and for recently revealed comments on mortgage lending to black homeowners. Chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett is with us. Major, why are these attacks happening right now?
Because the race is intensifying, and after tens of millions of dollars, in TV and digital ads and rising poll numbers, this week it's fair to say Mike Bloomberg vaulted from curiosity to threat, which means he became a target of opposition research and campaign barbs. Now, Bloomberg's effect on the other Democratic candidates is all too real. Voters are genuinely tuning in. That means scrutiny and criticism aplenty.
The most important job I'm going to have is to defeat Donald Trump this November.
I don't know if you want to take that one to the bank. Let's listen to the second part of Major Garrett talking about the Bloomberg effect.
At multiple events in Houston and North Carolina, Michael Bloomberg continued aggressive attacks on President Trump.
We know the con game Donald Trump plays. He's a one-trick pony.
As Democratic rivals turned their fire on Bloomberg for the first time.
I don't think you can buy an election.
Bloomberg apologized for his support of stop and frisk policies to fight crime in New York.
I know I can't change history.
I know.
What I can do is learn from my mistakes and use those lessons to do right by black and brown communities who have suffered.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, coming off disappointing losses in Iowa and New Hampshire, pounced on Bloomberg's 2008 remarks that attributed some of the mortgage crisis to a rollback of redlining.
Congress got involved, as local elected officials as well, and said, oh, that's not fair. These people should be able to get credit.
Warren said Bloomberg needed a, quote, refresher on the racist legacy of redlining, a systematic effort to deny minorities access to, among other things, home loans.
That crisis would not have been averted if the banks had been able to be bigger racists. And anyone who thinks that should not be the leader of our party.
Other Democrats are demanding the former New York City mayor appear on the debate stage and, in their words, stop ducking voters. With the next debate in Las Vegas just days away, Bloomberg would only need to hit 10% in one more Democratic National Committee-approved national poll to qualify.
I think, and I said yesterday, I didn't think he would do the debate. I think he will now, and watching what his strategy is. And if he's on the debate stage and he gets tickets for the event, watch what he does with that. Can you yell and scream and hoop and holler real loud?
Right.
Here's $20. Show up at the debate. Let me tell you what. Everything's going to be a buy for him. Daryl, the winner, is on the line. Daryl, welcome and congratulations.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Dan. This makes a day of work a whole lot of fun. And I appreciate the Dan Morris Show and the Sweet Creek Farm. I will say for the advantage of
it. Well, all I ask you to do, Daryl, if you would for me, please, is when you go down there, call me back next week and tell me what you got and tell me about your experience.
Yes, I sure will, Dan. Thanks again.
You're so welcome. And I'm Joey's getting your information to me. I'm going to send it down to Reed and Karen Ingram. You should be able to go possibly today, but certainly tomorrow. I will be down there tomorrow sometimes, so maybe I'll bump into you.
Yeah, I would love to meet you, Dan. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Daryl. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to the phone, and let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard.
Hey, happy Valentine's, DL. How is it going?
Doing great, and you?
I'm fine. Happy birthday, too.
Thank you.
Why do you think DOJ didn't go after McCabe? They just kind of let him go?
I don't know. That's a great, a matter of fact, there's a lot of activity I was reading about that subject. And kind of a belief is, which was the thing on Comey, is it easier to prove something more substantial that Durham is doing, or is it easier to prove, how difficult is it to prove what the IG recommended? And I think anything that you do with Durham is going to be easier to prove.
I certainly hope somebody's head's going to roll sooner or later.
Me too, because let me tell you something. If something does not happen, I think the Trump community will, and will people who have, they really care about the FBI and DOJ getting corrected, they're going to be furious.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, y'all have a great weekend. You'll be glad to get out of that attic because it's beautiful out here.
I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you, Duke. Right. Thanks. Let's go to our good friend, Ritz. Ritz, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Well, hey, Dan, I had to call in and wish you happy birthday. You know that.
That is awfully kind of you, my friend. Awfully kind.
And happy Valentine's Day, too, of course.
Thank you.
And one of the things I wanted to call about is it's funny how Bloomberg suddenly gets real sorrowful and contrite when he gets caught, but otherwise he didn't want to say anything about it, did he?
Yeah, let me tell you, he has become a political animal, and everything he's going to do, he is going to do for himself. I think you're about to say one of the most selfish, and I thought Hillary Clinton was pretty selfish. I think you're about to, and this is saying a lot, one of the most selfish politicians around.
Well, I don't know about everybody else, but, I mean, I can't turn around and there's Bloomberg. I mean, it's getting so bad. I check behind the curtain in my shower before I go to the bathroom, make sure he isn't behind there.
Oh, yeah, don't want that to happen.
Yeah, I mean, he's just everywhere, and it's creepy. I feel like one of his, surveys that he asked me to do, and I don't think they're going to appreciate it when they read it, but I did it anyway just for meanness.
Ooh, so the main Ritz came out?
Well, I mean, you know, they kept asking me questions. I told them I supported Donald Trump. Then they asked me if I wanted to share why. So, hey, why not? They asked for it. So I just blew their ears back.
That's good. I tell you something. But, this is, you know how they talk about Trump and that foreign countries have this control over him because he's got, you know, he looked at doing a property in Moscow and this kind of stuff. Bloomberg, when Bloomberg News was criticizing China about some of their policies, China basically said to him, look, you do that, we're going to pull every Bloomberg terminal out of China, make them illegal, and every one of them is going to be gone. And you know what all of a sudden he did? He became really nice to China. And he said,
oh, yeah.
Ping was not a dictator. And the reason he did that is because he has a financial vested interest in it. And so I guarantee you somebody's going to bring that up, and they're going to nail him on that, because if the Democrats are going to yell about Trump on that, here's something that really for life happened.
Well, China found the easy way to get embedded in our country, and that is follow the greed.
Yep.
And they can get people to work with them. But, one other thing I wanted to say is, I don't know if you heard the news, but we got a kind of situation brewing over here in Prattville. And we got somebody that was responsible, and for the most part, him and one other person, for bankrupting our city, and now he's asking to be our mayor.
No. Wait. You're not saying he's back, are you? Yeah, I heard that somebody's running against running for mayor, but it's not the former mayor, is it?
No. It's the former council president, and he was the chairman of the finance committee. So all that, he was basically the ramrod that ran that bankrupt shopping center development that we got into.
AKA the summit.
And everybody tried to warn him, you know, that was in there, and his response was to him at that council meeting when they were a public hearing, I guess it was. He said, the only thing we got to worry about is where we're going to spend all the money. And it's been a downhill slide ever since. And if it wasn't for Bill Gillespie, we would be in dire straits right now. But he's done a fantastic job getting our city back in financial shape.
Let me tell you what, Prattville is very, very fortunate to have Gillespie.
Yeah, he's a great guy, humble guy.
Yeah.
Humble as can be, you know, and loves this city more than you know. And but it just, I don't know, you know, it's just like the chief financial officer of a corporation bringing that corporation to bankruptcy and then leaves, jump ship, because that's what he did. He bailed out and left that problem, him along with Jim Byard, left that problem for us to deal with and got them a nice little cush job with the state. And then he's got the nerve to come back and ask us to make him the mayor. I mean, I don't believe I've ever seen gall like that before in my life.
There you go.
And it just burns. It burns my toast.
Well, don't let it burn anything else.
No, I won't let that happen. But, you know, I just, it's disgusting. And then, I had a whole range of emotions. But, you know, I just can't believe how some people have such nerve. You know, why don't he go out and get a real job like most people? Instead of leeching off the government.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm always amazed at the moxie that politicians have, that they think that they could be president, for example. I think that, you know, Cory Booker running for president just shows what his ego is, that he thinks he was capable of being president. That is a man who does not have very much knowledge.
Exactly. That's a good example. But, you know, I would be embarrassed. I don't think I could. I would be too embarrassed to show my face, let alone ask them to make me the mayor. I mean, I can't understand people that would do that. I would be ashamed that I did that to my community. And, I mean, I got stories that'll curl your hair. You wouldn't have to go to a beautician for a year. So, you know, I just don't get it. But anyway, I'll be busy making sure that person doesn't ruin my life again. So, you know.
I like that. Put that that Ritz power behind it. Ritz, thanks for the telephone call. I've got to go, buddy.
Thank you.
You know, there is a piece of property that's on Monticello Road that has got a huge discount of $100,000 off of it. It's 6 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, about 4,300 square feet, on 1.5 acres, and it's got a swimming pool. The house just has been appraised for $455,000. So you were in the money on the day you signed the contract by $100,000. They put a new roof on it, has new privacy fence around the swimming pool, put in some new windows, remodeled 2 of the bathrooms, and have painted some of the rooms. They also, ready for this, are going to give you a $10,000 allowance for upgrades, a home warranty, and a swimming pool warranty. By any standard, this is a great bargain. So once you get ready to copy down this telephone number, because these folks are great with Wallace and Moody Realty, Paul and Christy Millo. Their telephone number is 399-7648. 399-7648. Skip Zillow. Call Millo. Take a look at this house, folks. Monticello, $100,000 to the good if you buy it based on appraised value. That means you don't have to worry about anything as far as PMI and all that kind of stuff. It's done. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, boys and girls. Let's try and plow through these things pretty fast here. I got to get out of here. Let's go to the phone to go to Gary. Gary, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Mr. Dan.
How are you, Gary?
All right. Listen, I was watching TV the other morning. And on CNN, they were interviewing somebody, and it was Dan, it was Bloomberg. And they was making the statement, and he got real upset about that when he was mayor, that he had made a statement about Planned Parenthood and abortion. And if they would support that, then it could cut back on the black population. Have you heard anything about that?
Have not.
Okay, I just wondered. And one more thing. Our ex-attorney general slash from Montgomery, Alabama, is running for Senate. Why does he think he wants to go back?
Troy King isn't running for Senate. He's running for Congress.
For Congress, okay. Well, why is he going? Did he go support Trump this time like he did last time?
I don't know. You'll have to ask him if he comes on the show.
Okay. And one more thing. That ex-mayor of Prattville, we got him. We got lucky. He's our economic development person in Lowndes County. Our governor is supporting him because the Black Belt area, she says he's doing a lot of economic community work for these different counties, and he's making about $85,000 a year in Lowndes County alone.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us, Gary. Thanks for the telephone call. Have a great weekend. Let me go to Phil. Phil, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, happy birthday. I'll make it pretty quick, buddy. I'm going to make a quick point and then ask you a question. You know, we have been chasing this Russia collusion thing for what seems like forever now, right? Russians are responsible for this, that, and the other thing. It brings me to a question. If the Democrats and all their people are so worried about Russian and communist socialists, why do they allow Bernie Sanders, a sworn socialist and a definite communist promoter, to run under their party? Why do they allow him to caucus with them?
Well, they don't see Russia and Bernie as one and the same.
But, I mean, you understand what I'm saying,
yeah, I hear
right?
What you're saying. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm just telling you, they don't see them as one and the same.
Well, this happened with Hillary, and it's happening again this time around. Oh, they're all worried
they won't admit their own socialist tendencies.
I agree with that, but now they're all worried about him. They want to put the kibosh on him again.
Because they know he would destroy the party. Phil, I got to go. I got two more calls. I got to get
right,
in
buddy.
Before. Let's go to Cranky. Cranky, real quick.
Happy birthday, Mr. Talk Show host. Happy birthday to you. And just close your eyes.
Yeah, you don't look anything like Marilyn Monroe.
and imagine Corporal Maxwell Klinger in his finest evening gown, and you've got a pretty metal image.
That hurt. I can't undo that.
I'm going to pass it along because I want to let everybody else say happy birthday, but you take care, Dan.
Joey, thanks for picking us up. Y'all have a good afternoon and happy birthday.
Thank you, Cranky, for the birthday wishes. Kim, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Dan. Hey, I just want to thank you and Joey for what y'all do, man. You keep us all apprised of what's going on, and I really, really appreciate it.
Well, you're so welcome, Kim. I thank you for the call.
And happy birthday. And what year in school did you graduate from in Montgomery?
I graduated Jeff Davis in 72, I believe.
Oh, okay. I come out of Lee in 62.
We didn't miss each other by much.
Yeah, I thought we was closer than that in age. But thank you very much, and y'all have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
And Dr. Ken called. He said, you have permission to take the rest of the day off.
Hold on. I hear that sound. Corona. I tell you, I'm going to be sitting on the deck. If it's as pretty as it looked like, hopefully it warmed up. But I can drink a Corona in a coat.
And it's good to keep yourself inoculated, as we've been saying.
Absolutely. Coronavirus is scared of me. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show, my friend.
Great show and happy birthday again.
Thank you. Audience, thank you so much for the birthday wishes. I really, really, really appreciate it. Be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. I've got great plans for this weekend. I'm going to have some fun. Grabby Doe the Great, he's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. He traded jabs with the president as the lawyer for Stormy Daniels. Now Michael Avenatti is looking at a possible prison sentence of more than 40 years. The disgraced lawyer guilty in all counts and trying to extort Nike, his lawyer Harold Skrebnik, outside of the courthouse.
Very disappointed, as you can imagine. Thankfully, we have appellate rights that we're going to exercise, so you should expect an appeal.
A jury deliberating in New York City for 2.5 days, sentencing for the 48-year-old set for June 17th. On the campaign trail today in Las Vegas, Senator Amy Klobuchar taking a shot at Bernie Sanders.
I was the only one on that stage that raised my hand and said that I didn't think we should have a socialist leading the Democratic ticket.
The Nevada caucuses are next Saturday. She finished third in the New Hampshire primary behind Sanders and Pete Buttigieg. And the first confirmed case of the coronavirus in Egypt, the health ministry says the person is a foreigner who is carrying the virus but is not showing any symptoms.